It's not who you know, but it's what you know about who you know. And it's not who you know, but it's who knows you. And it's not who knows you, but it's what they know about you. It's what they know about you. He also said, all things being equal, people would rather do business with a friend. This is why I love referral marketing, because you just go out and make friends. I call it phenomenal marketing, F-U-N. F-U-N, phenomenal marketing, because all we're doing is we're going out and building friendships. You think that they had some fun hog hunting? Yeah. You think we had some fun at the game? Yeah. So you go out and do cool stuff like that with people. By the way, one of the most important books that you can read on referral marketing that I haven't talked about probably in a long time is that little black book that's on that shelf above Jeffrey's head right there. And it's called The Little Black Book of Connections, I think it's called. And it's a powerful book on networking. Has anybody read that book? Okay, a couple people. What's that? It's on Audible too. Thank you for that. I kind of forget those details. So I got my friend Dave right here on the front row to keep me. This is a different Dave, but also internet marketing guy that you got to know. Bob Berg says people do business with those that they know, like, and trust. And I'm going to add one thing to that. People do business with those that they know, like, trust, and remember. Jim Cathcart wrote a best-selling book called Relationship Selling. He said relationship selling has become an asset to others before they become an asset to you. The key to referral marketing is giving. The key to referral marketing is blessing other people, being an asset to them. Give and it'll be given back to you. As a matter of fact, believe this or not, millions of dollars in referrals. And my goal, my rule, is to never ask for referrals. Never ask for referrals. I don't say, would you send us a referral? Here's what we do instead. We just let people know that when they refer us, this is what you get. And we just bless them and give and give and give until they start giving back. Joseph Michelli said a brand is nothing more than what people say about you when you're not around. In other words, your brand is your reputation. What do these referral sources say about you? If all of business is about relationships, then those relationships build your reputation. Your reputation comes from the relationships that you build. So I'll build a relationship with someone. And what are they going to say when you ask them about me? What are they going to say about you when you ask them, when someone asks them about you or your company? What are they going to say? You have to manage that. You have to create that. Building positive relationships is the most important skill that a business owner can have. Building positive relationships is the most important skill that a business owner can have. I'll take that a step further. I would say that building a positive relationships is the most important skill that any human being can have in any area of life. It doesn't matter how good you are. As a matter of fact, you want to know the biggest problem in sports? Biggest problem in sports is that they recruit people based on talent, based on skill. In the NFL, how big their hands are. What do you think the problem is? You get a bunch of guys like that with big egos and a lot of skill and a lot of talent and a lot of accolades, what's the problem? They don't know how to build a relationship. The most important skill, and it is a skill, because how many of you know that all of relationships are built on communication? And that when there's a breakdown in a relationship, there's a breakdown in, is anybody married? Okay, enough said. All right.